This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
Sure, Eve was the first to be deceived in the Garden of Eden. We're told that in the Bible. But Adam, on the other hand, knew that eating the forbidden fruit was in direct contradiction to what God had told them to do. And he did it anyway. Through the millennia, Adam's sons, that's us guys, have been just as rebellious. We've chosen our own way with a high-handedness and intensity far beyond that shown by most women. Do you doubt this? I invite you to consider just one illustration that demonstrates my point. Crime. Who commits crimes at a far greater rate, men or women? Well, men do. And of the crimes committed by men and women, which group commits crimes of a much more violent nature? Well, again, men have a clear and decided edge. I'm not saying men are greater sinners than women. I'm saying that sin affects men differently than it does women. And consequently, that sin expresses itself in ways that demonstrate the difference. My point is this. Men tend to be more rebellious than women. Now, let's translate this point into the dynamic of marriage. Men are more likely to get bored with the straight and narrow, to grow tired of submitting to the needs of their spouses, to demand having things their own way. Men, know yourselves, not in order to fix yourselves, that's impossible, but in order to identify areas in need of transformation by the grace of Jesus Christ.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.